KVGC News Time, 9 minutes after the hour. Let's check out what's going on in the way of local news for today. Very quickly, we'll just give you an update on the fire that was burning off of Clay Station Road, Sacramento County. That's actually within the Amador El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE. Resources from the county, of course, and the CAL FIRE unit rolled to that yesterday. Again, it burned at least 750 acres. It's over 25% contained. Crews worked through the night to work towards full containment. And again, that fire started still under investigation, under investigation on how it started. So also a quick note for you that coming up at 8:30 today, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will be our guest. If you have a question for Dr. Kerr you would like us to ask, we've already received a number of them here on our Facebook page. You can go to the KVGC Facebook page, post your question there, and we'll ask it of Dr. Kerr. But as of last evening, we jumped from 89 cases in the morning to 110 laboratory-confirmed cases of COVID-19. Four are hospitalized here in Amador County. And the way it breaks down, Jackson, 45 confirmed cases, followed by Ione at 27, Pine Grove at 10, and then the rest of the county, the cities fall in behind. There are currently three inmates at Mule Creek that have tested positive for COVID-19. Breakdown fairly even amongst men and women, 56 men, 54 women. And the greatest age group, 18 to 49, that's the largest group that has contracted COVID-19 at 43. So far, there are 49 current active cases in the county. 61 have been released from isolation. And folks are always asking about the test results. We are just shy of 4,000 test results received.
Well, a man wanted on various sex-related charges in Calaveras County, arrested in Washington State. According to reports, the suspect, 45-year-old Jacob Alexander of South Okanagan, Washington, has been a suspect in a 2-year case investigation and is facing charges of arranging to meet with a minor, contacting a minor with the intent of having sex, sending harmful matter with the intent of seduction, and incest. Now, while a few details are being released due to its sensitive nature, officials say Alexander lived in Washington. His whereabouts were known throughout the entire investigation. The case was initially investigated back in 2017 and subsequently forwarded to the Calaveras DA's office, which reviewed and further investigated it, then issued an arrest warrant last November. Alexander was arrested and booked into the Calaveras County Jail.
Well, a suspect wanted for a string of burglaries in San Joaquin County has been arrested in Amador County. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, a deputy on patrol in the Jackson Valley noticed a vehicle parked with a person slumped over in the passenger seat of the car. The deputy also noticed the trunk of the vehicle slightly ajar. As the deputy stopped to check on the welfare of the occupants, he also ran the plate of the car, which he discovered came back to a different make. Now, as the deputy walked up to the car, he noticed a person in the driver's seat on his phone with what appeared to be a methamphetamine smoking pipe on his lap. The deputy ultimately conducted a search of the car and warrant check on the occupants. He discovered the driver, from Stockton, had a $100,000 warrant for burglary out of San Joaquin County. He also discovered around 20 grams of methamphetamine and $900 in cash. The driver was arrested for the warrant, possession of a controlled substance for sale, paraphernalia, and false registration. The plate apparently had belonged to another car of the driver and was being used on this car due to the registration being expired for over 2 years on the vehicle.
Mystery seed packets starting to arrive in Calaveras County. Lisa Medina, the Calaveras Environmental Agency interim administrator, as reported yesterday, reports of her county are just beginning to receive unsolicited seed packets from China and other parts of Asia. Again, reported yesterday, residents of the county started receiving those. The Department of Food and Ag is instructing residents not to open, plant, or dispose of any unsolicited seed packets received. Calaveras residents are specifically instructed to take all seed packets in a sealed bag or container to the Environmental Management Agency in San Andreas. Calaveras residents can call 754-6504 extension 3 with any questions. Medina added, quote, "The most important thing is that anyone who receives these seed packets should not open, plant, or dispose, and should take them directly in a sealed bag or container to your local agriculture department."
And Main Street in Plymouth is open. Since May 9th, the roadway was closed off for construction to complete a speed table with crosswalk in front of City Hall. The work was contracted out to John Allen Construction, and that included a 10-foot-wide speed table with crosswalk. The push to create a speed table came with concern for speeding motorists and the hazards created for visitors. On Wednesday, we received word that the construction team had finished the project ahead of schedule, allowing street parking, traffic, and sidewalks to be reopened for visitors. Now, those interested in the latest happenings in Plymouth can visit their new webpage, cityofplymouth.org.
And providing a safe and secure emergency animal shelter, challenging in the best of times, requiring hard work and dedication from volunteers of ACART, the Amador County Animal Response Team. Now, while striving to provide the best care possible for animals, the health and safety of its human clients and volunteers must always be at the forefront. The beginning of the 2020 fire season, a recent uptick of reported COVID-19 infections in our county, has caused ACART to reevaluate their shelter management policies to ensure the continued health and safety of shelter staff and public. As a result, they've come up with the new guidelines for those bringing animals into emergency shelters. Kathy Vassini, ACART president, says the group recognizes these new rules will be inconvenient for the public as well as volunteers, but ACART believes they're prudent steps in the current environment. According to Vassini, the hope is, as time goes on, these rules can be relaxed while still maintaining public safety. The new rules and challenges have been published on the ACART website at amadoranimalresponse.org.
And PG&E has tips to keep AC costs down this summer. During summer months, as much as half of residential energy usage goes to cooling the home. So making smart decisions about a home's cooling system can have a big effect on energy bills. PG&E encourages customers to consider 5 ways to lower AC costs and stay cool indoors this summer. First one, add layers to your windows. Use shade coverings and awnings. Replace filters as needed. Dirty air filters make the air conditioner work harder. Close your shades in the summer. Sunlight passing through windows can heat up the contents of your home. Clear the area around AC units. The air conditioning unit will operate better if it has plenty of room to breathe. And cool down with a fan. Fans keep air circulating, allowing the thermostat to be raised several degrees while you stay cool. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country Thursday morning. Remember, coming up at 8:30 today, Dr. Rita Kerr will be our guest. We're going to be talking about COVID-19 and the count in Amador County. Now, again, if you have a question for Dr. Kerr, you can place it on our Facebook page, and we'll be asking Dr. Kerr questions as long as time permits. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our new website, kvgcradio.com.